Ecuador and Venezuela are seeking international condemnation of Colombia's deadly assault on a rebel base in Ecuador on Saturday, where Colombian forces killed a senior Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia member and 23 others. Colombia pointed yesterday to documents found in the slain rebel's laptop that proved links between the leftist guerrillas and Venezuelan leader Hugo Chavez. Ecuador rejected Colombia's apology for the cross-border strike and sought to rally opposition during an emergency meeting of the Organization of American States. Both Venezuela and Ecuador have deployed thousands of troops to tighten their borders, and Venezuela's justice leader says that the war has already begun. Meanwhile, heavy rains in Ecuador have caused flooding and landslides that have affected more than 3 million people, with over 300,000 displaced from their homes. The Ecuadorian government has declared a national state of emergency and is asking for international help. Press officer John Slater of the International Development Agency PLAN says that children are particularly vulnerable at this time.
Basically, the communities in which we work have been affected. Children, as always, are particularly hard hit. They're at risk of diseases such as malaria, diarrhea, and skin diseases. We're working to help children in those situations. But the problem is the rains, as I understand it, are expected to continue for a while yet, so the situation could still get worse before it gets better. It's the worst in about a quarter of a century in some parts of South America. Certainly the last time that there was damage on this sort of scale was when rains and landslides were caused by El Nino 10 years ago. The agencies are working on the ground to try and help children and adults rebuild their lives, and it's not a short-term fix, it's a long-term effort.